From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is the Reverend Armin Tomassian, Senior Minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Pastor Tomassian is bringing a series of studies in Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians. Before today's message, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Morning by Morning.
Our text for this morning is found in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. These words contain God's command to the believer when he's reduced to great straits and brought into extraordinary difficulties. He cannot retreat. He cannot go forward. He is shut up on the right hand and on the left. What is he now to do? The Master's word to him is, stand still. It will be well for him if at such times he listens only to his Master's word, for other and evil advisers come with their suggestions. Despair whispers, lie down and die, give it all up. But God would have us put on cheerful courage, and even in our worst times, rejoice in his love and faithfulness. Cowardice says, retreat, go back to the worldling's way of action. You cannot play the Christian's part. It is too difficult. Relinquish your principles. But however much Satan may urge this course upon you, you cannot follow it if you are a child of God. His divine fiat has bid thee go from strength to strength, and so thou shalt, and neither death nor hell shall turn thee from thy course. What if for a while thou art called to stand still? Yet this is but to renew thy strength for some greater advance in due time. Precipitancy cries, do something, stir yourself. To stand still and wait is sheer idleness. We must be doing something at once. We must do it, so we think, instead of looking to the Lord, who will not only do something, but will do everything. Presumption boasts, if the sea be before you, march into it and expect a miracle. But faith listens neither to presumption nor to despair, nor to cowardice nor to precipitancy. But it hears God say, stand still, and immovable as a rock, it stands. Stand still. Keep the posture of an upright man, ready for action, expecting further orders, cheerfully and patiently awaiting the directing voice. And it will not be long ere God shall say to you, as distinctly as Moses said it to the people of Israel, go forward.
Pray Jehovah. slow fountain whence the healing stream doth flow. Strength and shield, be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Again, that's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. With today's broadcast, Pastor Tamassian brings these studies in 1 Thessalonians to a close. In chapter 5, Paul has been showing that a gospel church is a church that recognizes the need for prayer
especially for those who are involved in the ministry of the Word. Then he emphasizes the need for interaction among believers in the local assembly in order to promote unity and affection. Furthermore, the apostle declares the paramount importance of instruction in the Word of God, for this is the only way in which God conveys eternal truth. Paul's benediction in verse 28 forms a fitting conclusion to the epistle, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." How much we need the grace of God in every area of our lives. Now, here is Pastor Tomasian to bring the final portion of this message, "A Gospel Church is a Church with Purpose."
It is utterly crucial that God's people know God's mind. And as we read this, then we might wonder, well, how do you know that this epistle is Scripture? Turn for a minute to 2 Peter chapter 3. Because if you imagine just for a moment, Paul would have written this as a letter, it would have been received as a letter, but it would have been new to that congregation. And why should they have received it as Scripture? Well, because it was obvious. What Peter writes here was obvious to everyone. Aside from arguing from apostolic authority and so on, it was patently obvious. 2 Peter chapter 3, and we read from verse 15. In the middle of the verse, he says, "Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest or twist, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction." When Peter writes, he's not even really making a point so much as it's just by implication an obvious understanding that what Paul was writing was Scripture, just as the other Scripture was being twisted by the enemies of the gospel, so they were twisting his words as well. But his words, the point is, his words were Scripture. What he put down and wrote to the church was Scripture. And so when he adjures the church to ensure that this epistle is read, he is commanding with divine authority that the word of God is heard by men. There is nothing more important than this. God has chosen the written word as his way of communicating eternal truth. Personal experiences, no matter how profound, only become eternal truth when they are found in Holy Scripture. Your personal experiences hardly matter a jot in comparison to the Word. And should you ever be in the position where something you've felt or experienced or you feel in some strange way, and then you think, well, I think it's this, but Scripture clearly contradicts it, you go with Scripture, always. Your heart is deceitful, your feelings are not reliable, you're easily deceived, just like is the manner of men. And the only reliable thing, when God was giving his law, his eternal law, his moral law, he inscribed it himself in tablets of stone. He didn't just speak it. He inscribes it, the written word. And so, even in that practice, he is giving us understanding that this is the primary mode of communication. It is in written truth that we understand the mind of God. The reformers understood this. This was what made the difference. They got back to the Word. And whether it was Tyndale or some of the other reformers, it was a grasping, this is what the people need. They need the Word. They're in darkness because of the lack of Scripture. They don't know God's Word. They must have the Word. And it was by that, it was by the printing and the spreading of the Scripture, the greatest, I believe the greatest significance, aside from all the political change and academic changes and so on that were going on in the world at that time, the most critical change in the experience of men and women living at that time was access to the Word of God. Transformed nations. John Knox said in a letter to other brethren in the ministry in Scotland, try to follow his line of thought here because he's driving home this point. The Word is what is needed. For as the Word of God is the beginning of spiritual life, without which all flesh is dead in God's presence, and as it is the lantern to our feet, without the brightness whereof all the posterity of Adam does walk in darkness, and as it is the foundation of faith, without which no man understands the good will of God, so it is also the only organ and instrument which God uses to strengthen the weak, to comfort the afflicted, to reduce to mercy by repentance such as have slidden, and finally to preserve and keep the very life of the soul in all assaults and temptations. And therefore, if you desire your knowledge to be increased, your faith to be confirmed, your conscience to be quieted and comforted, or finally, your soul to be preserved in life, let your exercise be frequent in the law of your Lord God. Your exercise be frequent. Lack faith and prayer? Read more Scripture. Struggling with what's going on in your life? Read more Scripture. Wondering how you're to deal with the problems, what God would have you to do in some decision you have to make, read more Scripture. Go back to Scripture, beloved. Keep reading Scripture. You're not going to find some mysterious, life-transforming quotation in some inspiring Instagram feed or whatever else through the internet. All your answers and all your need and all your requirements are found in the Word. And I could just as well, like Paul, adjure you by the Lord that you read the Word. Are you reading the Word? Are you in the Word? Well, how dangerous it is when Christians begin to change direction and go here and think that and do the other, and they're all over the place and they're not reading the Word. As unstable as water. You can just move them around. One idea, another notion, the devil can have a field day. Hath God said, and you're open to anything. And so you come back, beloved, get back into the Word. If the one thing you do, even in order to fulfill the exhortation last Lord's Day morning, to delight yourself in God, the organ, the instrument, the need of your soul to delight in God is to bathe yourself in the Word. Let your exercise be frequent in the law of your Lord God. And then Paul closes with a benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Yes, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the benediction, the blessing of God's grace continuing amongst you, God pardoning your sins, comforting your hearts, leading you in your lives, helping you through your responsibilities, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. These are some of the purposes of a gospel church: intercession, interaction, and instruction. This is what we're called to do. Are we doing it here? Well, certainly in a measure. But as it was there, there's always room for improvement. So it is with us. And the devil is always working against us. Oh, how he would stop us fulfilling our purpose, wouldn't he? Take each of them. Does the devil try to stop us from interceding? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's always trying to stop us from praying. Acts 16 comes to mind. There they are going to pray, Paul and those that were with him, heading to pray. And this young damsel comes and keeps saying things. Every time they're going to the place of prayer, she comes out crying against them. And these are the servants of the Most High God, and so on and so forth. But it was always at the point they're going to pray. Distraction from the goal, from the purpose, for what they're gathering together to do. Stopping them from prayer. I mean, we've all had it. We've all, you get down to pray. I mean, the phone hasn't rang all day. You get down to pray, the phone rings. Something else that hasn't occurred all day, you get down to pray, the door knocks. I mean, it happens so frequently. There's something going on. There's some powers that are unseen by the physical eye, forces at work to prevent the people of God from praying. Nothing happens on Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. But all of a sudden, Wednesday night, something crops up. Stops you from getting to the place of prayer. So he works. Does he work to prevent our interaction? Absolutely. Divide and conquer. That's his way. Divide and conquer. Come and just put something in there. Just throw in a little thought there that makes it difficult to greet that brother, to shake his hand and warmly welcome him. Something that just comes into the mind that makes it difficult to interact with a feeling of affection and unity. Be not ignorant of his devices. And does he come and try to stop the instruction of the people of God? Sure. Prevent you from reading the word. Prevent you from hearing the word. Trying to stop you profiting from the word, the fowls of the air that come to steal away the seed of the word. All of these things are going on all of the time. So how much we need the Lord's help to fulfill our purpose as a gospel church. Praying, interacting, receiving instruction and giving it. Oh, may the Lord help us. May the Lord be pleased to give us much grace. Let's bow together in prayer. Lord, we confess before thee that we are in need of help in these days. Thy people always need thy help, but we selfishly cry to thee and tell thee of our need of help. Lord, pity us. As thy people, we need strengthened. We need help. Help to intercede, help to interact, help in the instruction we receive. We need help, Lord. We pray that thou wilt help us. Lead us as a congregation into that sweet fellowship and enjoyment of all the blessings laid up for us in Christ. Open up the storehouse of heaven, that the greater than Joseph may provide abundantly all of our needs. Come mercifully to every family and cause us, Lord, to enjoy our God this day and every day. And may our hearts be filled with hope. May our prayers be filled with a sense of expectation. And may we see our God working in our day to the amazement of our own souls. Oh God, bring us to days where even the ungodly have to say, the Lord hath done great things for them. And we will say, the Lord hath done great things for us. Oh God, please, come mercifully. Come and help us in all these areas and in every other weakness that we have. We thank thee for this epistle. We thank thee for all that we have learned and all that has been of help to us through the months that we've considered the lines of this letter. We pray, bring it to our memory. Hide it in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. Write thy word upon us, on the fleshy tables of our hearts, and enable us not only to hear the word, but to do it. We thank thee for such a church like this that was an example in so many ways, especially by their evangelistic zeal, and how many were aware of the gospel through their efforts. Father in heaven, that has been the case in bygone days from this church. We pray that it might multiply in our present day and in future days. Bless therefore all the ministries presently going on and everything that may be done and added to in the future. Lord, give us the help. Grant us aid from heaven. Do good to Zion. Cause our hearts to be lifted up, knowing divine favor upon us in these days. May we see the Lord work graciously and wonderfully in our personal lives and in the life of the church and beyond. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.